So obviously evolution's a real thing, like that can't be argued, but I disagree that do you think humans just naturally evolved through just over time and adapting?
Yep.
And you think we evolved from what, just regular chimps or like Neanderthals?
Neither. Neanderthals were cousins of ours. Us and them evolved most immediately from a different human species called Homo heidelbergensis. We never came from chimps. Millions of years ago, chimps didn't even exist. Chimps became their own thing on their own by being separate from us.
Would you agree that it isn't feasible in genetics or in biology for a chromosome's telomeres to be fused naturally?
Well, we have fused chromosomes. We've also seen that happen. Well, we haven't watched it happen under a microscope, but we know that it's happened. And before I get accused of question begging by saying, oh, we have fused chromosomes, that's how we know it happened. No, we have different examples. So there are mice that live on, I can't remember where the island is. It's in my new book, More Rational Answers to More Stupid Questions. I could probably find it. Chromosomal mutations, page 10. Yes. So what island? Madeira is the name of the island. So it's off the coast
in
of
Portugal.
No, Morocco. Portugal might own it. Because doesn't Portugal own the Canary Islands too? Or aren't they part of Portugal?
Spain owned the Canary Islands and Madeira is owned by Portugal, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah. So that's fine. So mice typically have 40 chromosomes, but on that island, the chromosome numbers of the mice range between 22 and 40. But they're all mice. So we know that chromosomal fusion had to have happened to them because we know everywhere else in the world how many chromosomes mice have. And in this one random population, they have some of them severely reduced numbers of chromosomes, and it comes through fusions. So chromosomal fusions can definitely happen. We didn't watch it under a microscope happen to these mice, but I mean, they're mice. It's the same species effectively, but they just have different numbers of chromosomes.
Fair. But would you not agree? Do humans know how this happened? There is no way how we know how the telomeres got fused when this has never happened with, okay, you've got an example there with the mice, but there's no other large bipedal mammal.
But chromosomal, we know of chromosomal mutations, like they can be disconnected. I don't think there are any genetic disorders we know of caused by chromosomal fusion, but maybe I'm wrong. Let's see. Are there any chromosomal disorders caused by chromosomal? I think the only ones we know of are from when the chromosomes either break or don't divide properly during meiosis. Okay, well, this isn't the same thing. I knew this. This isn't exactly the same thing, but we do know that, let's see, I'm gonna give you a little bit of a biology lesson here, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, work with.
So when your body makes sperm and egg cells, what happens is the genes inside your, in your case, in your balls, the chromosomes in them exchange parts of the DNA like this. That's why if two parents have 15 boys, they'll all look different because the male doesn't just pass on male chromosomes and the female doesn't just pass on female chromosomes. You got yours from your mom and your dad. So your mom and your dad's chromosomes exchange their own information. But what happens, is, pretty sure it's called a translocation. Well, none of these are very good examples, but what can happen is one chromosome, so this happens to what are called homologous pairs. So these two chromosomes actually have the exact same genes on them, slightly different varieties, because you get them from your mom and your dad, who are not clones of each other. But what happens in a I think it's called a translocation, is one chromosome gives its genes to the wrong chromosome. So if a chunk of a chromosome can break off and fuse with a different chromosome, then yeah, I don't see how that's that does enormous epistemic work, I think, to me, to demonstrate that, yeah, so two different chromosomes can fuse at the telomere region too. There's no reason to think it's literally impossible. Now, telomeres are different because they're very, 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 very long, repeating non-coding segments of DNA. So
but would you not say that
these kinds of things are uncommon and rare, but I didn't hear what you said.
Would you not say that's you creating your own theory there, though? Like, science still has no actual answer for how that has happened.
Yeah, but it's, well, first of all, like, do you just reject that the reason those some of those mice have almost half the number of chromosomes as the other mice that live on the same island is because of a fusion? You think that their chromosomes are just like that for some reason?
No, I think there's probably a reason for it, obviously.
Okay, well, then you believe that chromosomal fusions do happen. We don't know how, like, we haven't seen them happen.
Yeah, but
to claim that they don't happen is just, I think that that's just a completely untenable position.
But my point is, there's an astronomical coincidence, the fact that the exact same time, 200,000 years ago, chromosome 7 was also altered. There was two genes in it that was altered to give us the ability to speak, or to give us the ability to have stronger tongue muscles and stronger jaw muscles.
I'm literally reading a book about the evolution of language, and Homo heidelbergensis, which, let me get you a timeline. Good thing I started reading that book when I did. When did they live? So this is our immediate ancestor.
How complex was this language?
How complex was Homo heidelbergensis's language? We don't know. Words don't fossilize. But Homo heidelbergensis lived 700,000 years ago, and I'm pretty sure its hyoid bone is indistinguishable from ours.
Hyoid is your cheek, no?
No. It's a bone in your throat, and it's the only bone in your body.
Is that a thyroid?
Not No. Thyroid is an organ. The hyoid bone is in your throat. It's the only bone in your body not connected to another bone. It's the muscle attachment site for your tongue. So it's exactly the thing you were, or it's responsible for exactly the thing you were talking about. The reason you can't train a chimpanzee to talk, no matter how hard you try, is because they literally just cannot vocalize because of the shape of their mouth and their hyoid bone. So the structure of the hyoid bone is whatever, but we they're incredibly rare to fossilize, but we have examples of them in non-Homo sapiens. So this thing you're saying that, now I've gone on this big long rant, because when you said 200,000 years ago, somehow on chromosome 7, this one mutation occurred that allowed us to speak.
Our
ancestors way before that had almost the same hyoid bone as us.
But geneticists have literally said that both alterations happened 200,000 years ago. That can't be disputed.
Is this the FOXP2 gene, or what are we talking about?
I'm to be honest with you, I don't know the exact ins and outs, but like, do you not should you not at least try and question that rather than just diminishing it?
Yeah, so well, I'm just telling you what I know that's counter to this. So, yeah, FOXP2 is located on chromosome 7, but the FOXP2 gene does not play a role in the musculature of the tongue. At least as far as I know, it doesn't. What parts?
Besides function,
all vertebrates have that gene. Well, you said it was a mutation, so that doesn't really. Go ahead.
But like, besides what the function of it was, do you not think that it's a bit interesting the fact that at the exact same time, 200,000 years ago, both chromosome 2 and chromosome 7 were in some way affected? After hundreds of thousands to millions of years of very little changes in whatever we were called.
So real quick, this was my suspicion, but I had to check it. So the FOXP2 gene, it only affects the development of the brain. So it actually does. Now, it's seriously involved with language in us, but language is such a mental process as much as a motor process. Yeah. So this gene on chromosome 7 that you heard of in whatever this was, I'm almost certain it was FOXP2 because that's the chromosome it's located on, but it doesn't have anything to do with the tongue. So that's just to get that out there. So what, give me like literally 6 seconds.
You work with.
Okay. That was 6.5. I'm sorry. But, go ahead and say what you were saying before I interrupted you.
No, basically, I'm just like, I agree with a lot of the things you said. I watched a few of your videos, but I just think that it's very confusing the fact that we as a human race, we diminish the fact that there was alters in our chromosomes over 200,000 years ago, and it isn't spoken about.
I don't.
And the fact that there was two different chromosomes changed at the same time.
I mean, if you want to, that's not the kind of thing that the answer to that question is not the kind of thing that determines whether or not evolution is true. And that's also extremely technical.
No, it questions if human stuff. Evolution is true, though.
No, not at all.
it questions if there was a catalyst involved in the evolutionary process.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But what I said is you were implying that it questions whether or not human evolution is true. No, our genetics and our anatomy unquestionably prove that we evolved.
Yes, we definitely evolved, but it happened a lot quicker than it should have.
There's no such thing as how fast is evolution supposed to happen. I know people pretend like that's the case, but it just absolutely is not the case, really at all.
But there's no such thing as how evolution is altered.
I'm not diminishing it. It's an interesting fact. I think that whatever you're referring to is really highly mistaken, because FOXP2 is on chromosome 7, but it's not a gene that has to do with the muscular structure of the tongue.
Okay,
it's,
maybe it's a brain wrong with the thing. Muscular. Yeah, but it's still got to do with language.
Yes, that's true. I think that human beings. So I'm just going to recommend this book. This book is fucking fascinating. It's such a cool book. So, language is a huge part of our evolution, because language is as much a part of how our brain works as it is something that we just do culturally, right? Like, language is not like music at all. Music is just something that we do. Language tells you about the brain. And this book is fascinating for all the abilities it demonstrates to do this. where it demonstrates to make those connections. So like, for example, Neanderthals, we have a really good record of Neanderthal tool making, and it extends for several hundred thousand years. I don't know exactly how long it is, but for some reason, Neanderthals never innovated their tool making. They never made bow and arrows, and they never made atlatls or spear throwers. So for whatever reason, the Neanderthal brain, although it was incredibly... So Peterson on quick search, there are links between FOXP2 mutations and speech disorders today. Yes, because the brain causes speech disorders. FOXP2 affects Broca's area and Wernicke's area. So anyways, Neanderthals, for whatever reason, were intelligent enough to make tools, but didn't have this capacity within them to innovate in their invention. They effectively lacked the ability to do mimetic selection, it seems like. And so their language, they probably had language, because anatomically they were so incredibly similar to us. And their brains are actually way more than 99% similar to ours too. But their language was probably much simpler than ours, for example. So, is that the same person? No, never mind. Anyways, no, I'm not discounting any of this. I just don't think that your evidence says what you think it is.
I think you're just splitting hairs between the... I said it was a motor change when it was actually just a mental change. But it's still the same outcome, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the details are important, and I'm fixated on the motor thing because you said your implication was that something crazy happened only to us 200,000 years ago. No, the Homo heidelbergensis hyoid bone that we know of is 450,000 years old, and it has a modern Homo sapiens shape. And the Neanderthal ones we have seen effectively are okay, too. Fair,
but can you explain why both chromosome 2 and 7 both changed at the exact same time or in a very, very similar period?
What happened
if
on
not,
chromosome 2?
Would you not question that?
Are you talking about
chromosome
2? Chromosome 2 is the fusion? That happened millions of years ago.
No, it didn't.
Ooh, I don't know why you're saying that. Because we don't have any DNA of like Homo erectus, for example, but all of the we know of different species and subspecies of humans, Neanderthals, Denisovans, and us. That's basically it. But all of them also have 46 chromosomes, just like we do. So 46 chromosomes is a feature of our genus. I don't know if you can do a molecular clock study to figure out a chromosomal fusion. I'm pretty sure you could. I don't know what the molecular clock says about when supposedly that would have happened, but that's a feature that ostensibly Australopithecus likely would have had. But no, I mean, you said it was 200,000 years ago. Neanderthals also have 46 chromosomes, and Neanderthals are, they've, I don't know, when did they show up on the planet? We show up 300,000 years ago, so. Wow, really? It says only 240... Wikipedia, at least, says only 240,000 years ago. That's actually kind of surprising. Are you still there? Oh, okay, I can
hear. Yeah, I'm still there.
The best current estimate is that the fusion that created human chromosome 2 happened around 6 to 7 million years ago. Happened after that point and likely before the emergence of our genus Homo, which is 3 to 5 million years ago. So yeah, it's an event that probably the Australopiths had 46 chromosomes.
Okay, fair. It's wrong on that. But I just still think it's, I don't know, I just think it's very weird that all these things have been changed on our chromosomes.
So it seems like you're kind of doing this thing where it's like, look, we have, like humans, we have the traits that we happen to have, you know? What are the odds that we ended up with these specific traits? Well, maybe it's incredibly rare, but that doesn't say anything about how likely it is to happen. Not really. If you pick up a random deck of cards, that's one of, and look at the sequence the cards are in. That's one sequence out of 52 factorial. But no miracle is required to understand why the cards are in that sequence. They could have been in any sequence, any of 52 factorial sequences, but the fact that it ended up in the order that it does is not something that violates the laws of physics or the principle of naturalism or anything like that, because it could have been anything. Humans could have evolved some other way. We could, like, nobody ever asks the question, why can't we fly? Why didn't we evolve the ability to fly? Because wouldn't it be fantastic if we could fly? So it's just odd that people say, how could we have ended up the way we ended up? I think the exact same logic works for, well, why didn't we end up a different way? There's innumerable ways I could imagine we would have ended up differently, but that doesn't have any influence on whether or not evolution is true, or even how likely evolution is to be true, I don't think, for the reasons I stated. So
you see, evolution's obviously real, but I'm just saying human evolution was tampered with. Because apart from the wee mouse that you said that was in a small island, what other mammal has ever this happened to?
Chromosome fusions? I mean, I could do another search on my computer and maybe we'd see some others.
Both and the chromosome 7 as well.
The evolution to the Fox P2 gene. I mean, we're the only ones that have the particular mutation for Fox P2, and it probably was monumentally instrumental in human beings ending up where we are today. But again, any mutation could have happened. It ended up as a mutation that led to, you know, this, what you see here. But I mean, that's only a mystery if you think somehow that outcome was pre-planned. And so it couldn't have been an accident. You can't accidentally end up with
a
very specific plan for the future. I was like, yeah, but why are we baking in a teleology into that? Or this is actually orthogenesis. The only way your line of questioning works, it is if the foresight of where we ended up was supposed to be baked into the process 200,000 years ago. But that's not the case. There's no reason to think that's the case.
You don't know that, buddy.
There's no evidence of it. So when I say there's no reason to think that's the case, that's what I mean. Because everything you're relying on, I think is just, you've built your mystery case based on, how do I say this diplomatically?
No, I've just questioned
broken logic. I don't know how else to say it. Yeah, but again, it's only a mystery if you're saying, like, I think I actually understand what your hangup is. Your hangup is, look, 200,000 years ago, we didn't yet have this language mutation. then it happened and we ended up the way we are today. It had to have been guided, because you're saying there was intervention, because otherwise it couldn't have randomly happened. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. That assumes that the outcome is pre-planned. And so,
yeah, it was deliberate.
Yeah, but that's, why would you think that?
Just the amount of unanswerable questions that are on Earth at the minute, archaeologically, just technology of the past, ancient civilizations, so many unanswered questions that we don't know. And I'm not saying I know the answers to, but it's better to question than just think, yeah, our chromosomes just change by themselves. Let's not ask questions. I think that's just a very blind way of looking
scientists,
at things.
If scientists didn't ask questions, then they wouldn't...
Scientists aren't allowed to ask questions.
Okay, so now we've gone full Graham Hancock here. So that's absolutely not true.
You disagree with Graham Hancock?
About literally almost everything, yeah. If what you're saying were true, then scientists wouldn't write groundbreaking papers about studies of genes like FOXP2 and our genome. They would just throw up their hands and be like, there actually even aren't any mysteries. So we're going to focus on other things
instead.
Isn't
it crazy the way that not one person outside of mainstream science has ever got funded with any other thought process? Like since Charles Darwin's theory, which was only like less than 100 years into actually studying genetics. I don't know the exact number, but that's been planted.
Darwin published his book decades before we knew anything about genetics.
Yeah, but it hasn't changed at all since.
It's completely changed. It's in biology, it's referred to as the modern synthesis because it combines a ton of stuff that Darwin didn't know anything about.
It's just like, fair, you're stuck into your own mind. I can't really change
no,
your mind.
No, I just know things that you don't know.
No, you've been just programmed by your nice little college degree.
I have two college degrees, and yes, I did learn biology when I got my degrees. That's how I know things that you don't know. You're just really insecure right now because I know things you don't know. And
I'm
you
really
wove this convenient story about this big global conspiracy because you want to be the main character and you want to be a dragon slayer. So you invented this
deflecting
story about all these bad guys. And you took your limited knowledge and pretended that you now have uncracked this deep conspiracy, but that's not the case.
No, I just think that you don't question anything, which is very, it's not really a great mindset to have.
What kind of person buys books to learn new things that simultaneously doesn't question things?
You're not questioning anything. You're just reading a book and just absorbing that knowledge.
Why would I want to read a book and learn things if I didn't think that there's anything for me to learn?
Yes, but that whole narrative is literally the only narrative that you think of. There isn't like anything else that you're going to try and change your mind on. Like, can you explain any ancient civilizations, how we've degressed in a lot of the stuff?
We haven't degressed in anything. I mean, unless you're going to say, we don't know how they did the stone masonry at Machu Picchu or something like that. No, actually, like, we do know, like, the Peruvian structures where the rocks fit together and it's seamless, you can't fit a razor, but we literally know how to do that.
How they are mathematically match up around the world with stars. How do you think they've done that?
The pyramids?
There's many, many, yeah, which pyramid?
If you look,
thousands of them.
If you look up at the sky, like, ancient people knew the map of the stars. And so if they wanted to represent it with stuff that they built, that would be as easy as me looking at a tree outside and drawing a picture that looks like that tree outside.
No, mathematically, it lines up. See the coordinates of the Earth? It matches up with the speed of light.
No, it doesn't.
For the
Okay.
Look it up.
Might, if you arbitrarily, if you arbitrarily select random units of measurement and distances, you can create any kind of puzzle that you want.
It's literally like 10 digits. Like, come on. The fact that you don't question things is very.
Did you know that, like, if you do? So, like, the thing you're talking about, I don't know the exact specific example you're talking about, but did you know that, let's say they do it in, they measure it in miles, whatever. Did you know that it doesn't work if you measure it in kilometers? Like, it literally can't work.
Sorry, can you say that again? You lied there for me. Sorry.
I don't know exactly. Like, I'm aware of the talking point you're making with the measurements. I don't know off the top of my head which measurements they use. Let's say they use either miles or feet and inches. Did you know that if you instead use the metric system, the pattern disappears? Or did you know that if you use decimal feet and inches, the pattern also disappears?
No, because the metric system lines up with... The metric system lines up with everything on Earth. The other one's just a meter system.
It was intentionally done that way. In France, way back when this all started, they said, you know, the circumference of the Earth is 40,000 kilometers plus a few miles. That's okay. Because they literally said they determined the length of a meter by taking 1/4 of the distance from the North Pole to the equator. Now, their measurement wasn't 100% precise, which is why the circumference of the Earth is not exactly 40,000 kilometers, because they declared the distance from the North Pole to the equator is 10,000 kilometers, based on literally nothing. They just wanted a round number. And so that's what the original instantiation of the meter was. It's been redefined now to be 1/300,000th of a second and how far light travels in that time or whatever. But, like, when you say the metric system lines up with the Earth, yes, because the Earth was used to create the metric system. Like, literally, deliberately, that's what they did.
No, my point I said there was that the coordinates of the pyramids of Giza line up to the speed of light.
If you use the metric system?
The metric system, which is literally the most...
Did you know if you use the imperial system, it doesn't work?
Because the imperial system is just a made-up system. Like, see,
so is the metric system. It's a made-up system.
The meters line up with kilograms.
You are unaware that you've discovered the Texas sharpshooter fallacy. There's nothing special in this. If you use a different measuring system, it doesn't work. So you arbitrarily picked an arbitrary measuring system, and yeah, you found a pattern, because you can do that. You know, people go through the Bible and you can find countless bizarre coincidences in there if you look hard enough. You know how the moon almost perfectly eclipses the sun?
Another astronomical coincidence.
Do you think the Earth is flat?
No.
Okay. Every flat earther I've ever talked to thinks that the fact that the moon perfectly eclipses the sun proves that the Earth is flat. Because how else could that coincidence have happened? It's literally just a coincidence. Also, there are eclipses where they don't perfectly overlap. So, I mean, there goes that.
That is a mad coincidence, though, isn't it? The fact that it's, what is it, the Earth is 400 meters from the, or four,
okay.
It's 400.
Did you know that if I take this coaster and I put it a certain distance away from me, it will perfectly eclipse the sun as well?
Oh, sorry, that coaster is the exact same mass of the sun that, but at least you have a hand to move it, buddy. That's such a silly point.
Yes. If I just randomly pick two things that happen to overlap, that means nothing. I wish you would understand how this works for the moon and the sun, too. There is no reason, you cannot tell me why this coaster is not special, but the moon is. You can't.
Are you seriously saying that? It's the
Yes.
biggest thing beside us. Like, what?
Where?
It's our
The sun's
moon. You're
bigger than the
comparing a
moon, so
country
that's
and moon.
false.
Sorry?
The moon is the next biggest thing. What does that mean?
Like it's the most important thing beside us. Like, you're comparing a coaster to a moon. How, that sounds so
The
silly.
moon, if the moon disappeared tomorrow, my life would barely change. What are you
You
talking
know,
about?
that's what's your argument here? You're comparing a coaster to the moon, and you can
Yes.
use your hand.
You can't tell me why this is less significant than the moon. You can give me
Because you can
cultural
use
and
your hand
historic
to move the
reasons,
coaster.
but none of that is objective.
You can use your hand to move the coaster. What's moving the moon? To be perfectly that.
The moon moves because of the curvature of space-time, and it's
It's not what
receding
I
away.
asked.
Receipt,
It's not
you
what I
asked,
asked.
why is the moon moving?
No, I said your comparison is that, oh, it can perfectly eclipse, the coaster can perfectly eclipse
Yes,
your
it
life if
can.
you move it up. But
Yeah, which cannot be
what is the
a
comparison of
that
your hand?
can that cannot be a coincidence.
And what's your reasoning?
Because they perfectly eclipse each other.
And
Sometimes.
that is a coincidence, no?
Yes. The moon sometimes, but not always, perfectly eclipses the sun. Therefore, aliens changed our DNA 200,000 years ago.
I never said that. You just jump into conclusions.
I think that that is kind of what you think.
I just said question what we've been told. That's all I said.
Okay,
Like
well,
every
do you
single
ever
point that I
do you
said
ever
that was a
question?
massive
Do you
coincidence,
ever
you've just deflected and said, "Oh, it's just a coincidence. Don't even
because
use your
it is
brain and
a
just read a book."
coincidence.
Well,
Did
everything I said
aliens
is
move
just
the
a
moon
coincidence.
too?
I don't know.
Do you have any reason to think that they did?
Another massive coincidence.
Why can't coincidences happen?
Because they can, but when they're so common and when they've been clearly every single one that I've mentioned, you've deflected. It's a bit concerning.
You don't have any evidence. You're saying because
Exactly. I'm
you
just saying
don't know
question.
what you're doing
You don't
here
have any
is you're
evidence
saying
for the
because,
contrary.
buddy, what you're doing here is saying because you don't know what happened, therefore I have evidence that it was aliens. No, you don't.
No,
If
did
I
I
knew
ever say the word
nothing,
aliens?
if I knew nothing, that wouldn't prove anything you believe in at all. If I knew nothing. You don't have evidence.
Okay, let me just ask you one thing. Why is it called a theory of
Why is what
evolution?
called a theory? Evolution?
Theory, yeah.
I don't know who decided this. I'm also reading a book about the scientific revolution from 1500 to 1700, but there was this really old book published by this Islamic scholar. I cannot remember his name. But it had this Latinized word theoretica in it. And that kind of appears to be the beginning popularization of using theory and science as an explanatory mechanism of something. Evolution's called a theory because it's been proven so many countless times that we now have a robust body of work that describes it. So we decide to call those theories.
No, but human evolution is a theory. Evolution has obviously been proven, but human
Yes, it's called
evolution
the
has not
theory
been
of
proven.
evolution by natural selection.
How we are human right today from what we were 100 million years ago has not been proven.
I don't know what you mean by proven.
No,
We are
you know exactly what I mean by
unquestionably.
proven.
No, I don't. We are unquestionably a product of evolution.
But we do not know that full evolutionary storyline.
We don't need to know everything to know that something happened.
Yes, obviously it happened. You're here today, I'm here today. But is it not
Yeah, but I
healthy
don't know
to
where you are, so
question?
I don't know where you are, so I don't know if you actually exist.
Must be just a coincidence.
your ability to get it and not get it is really funny.
No, your ability to not question anything is very, it's very telling.
I don't know what makes, I 100% don't think that evolution is false. So that means I don't question evolution. Okay, well, how come you never question whether or not evolution is false? You don't question anything if you don't question whether or not evolution is false.
No, well, I know evolution is true. Just I see my dog in the back garden. I just question the amount of different coincidences that have happened throughout the human evolutionary storyline.
Yeah, well, the difference between you and me is when I read books, the coincidences tend to evaporate because you just don't know things. And so you replace these grand ideas in the space of what you don't know. And it's like, yeah, okay. There's nothing noble or even intellectually respectable about that.
What, that you can read a book?
I was talking about you, not me.
I just think that it's very disappointing that you can't question anything about anything.
You literally admitted that you don't question human evolution.
That's my whole argument. What? It's literally my whole argument.
No, it isn't.
Two questions.
You think that humans are a product of evolution. That evolution is true.
I think there's a difference between human evolution and evolution.
I don't know what to tell you. There aren't any books that are scientifically or logically valid that can answer this question of why do humans have advanced? This is hard to get across. What I was about to say was not the case. There are books like the one I'm reading that produce rigorous researched, I mean, for fuck's sake, the bibliography and the notes section of this book starts on page 403 and ends on page 512. So more than 100 pages of really, really small font of research in this book. This discusses things like what you're talking about, okay? There's nothing that's scientifically or logically valid that I even can read that counters this. There are things that exist, like Aaron von Daniken, but that's a bunch of horse shit, okay? So if you're
gonna— Why is it horse shit?
Because it's not based in anything. There's no evidence of any of it. It's just, oh, I'm just asking questions. It's all hypothetical speculation. And a guy saying, I don't know how it happened, therefore it was aliens.
Isn't it crazy the way I haven't said aliens once and you just concluded that?
I'm pretty good at making inferences. This isn't my first rodeo.
But you kind of just made that conclusion of the fact that these astronomical coincidences happened, so it had to be aliens. Because you can't give me a reason any other way. You just say, oh, it happened.
If it's a coincidence, then there is no reason. It did just happen. You don't think that aliens put the moon where they put it so that it perfectly eclipses the Earth. There's no mystery there. That's the way it is.
Never said aliens put the moon there.
I know you didn't. I'm saying that I know what I'm pointing out is you don't use that. You don't use that mystery as that unexplained mystery. I mean, it's explained, but whatever. You don't look at the sun and the moon eclipsing each other and say, how could that have happened? Must have been something intelligent did it. I don't know why you don't also do that with humans.
That's exactly what I was doing. That's what I was saying about the change in the human in the chromosomes. I was saying that that was an exterior force that caused that for a catalyst to happen in the human evolution. It's literally my point from the get-go.
Yeah, evolution is perfectly adequate at addressing that. There's no need to appeal to whatever you think did it because evolution couldn't have done it.
Evolution possibly could have done it, but I don't think that it did.
Because?
I didn't do it on its own. Because of the altered change in our chromosomes multiple times.
Why can't evolution do that?
Because it's
evolution only, changes chromosomes in all organisms all the time. So why couldn't it have done
this? The only other thing you did for the was a little mouse on a tiny island off the coast of Morocco.
So? Okay, so we agree that by evolution this can happen. So now we have no good reason to doubt that evolution couldn't have been the reason it happened to us. It's over for you.
Buddy, maybe someday you might try and use your brain instead of just reading books from just other people.
That is the most on-brand thing for you to have ever said. Maybe one day you'll use your brain instead of reading books.
No.
How did you come to the conclusions that you've made about human evolution?
Just plenty of different videos.
Some YouTube videos. Yeah, great. You sound like every flat earther I've ever talked to.
Well, you sound like an idiot for thinking that there's no one who created us. I think that's pretty retarded, to be honest.
What evidence of that do you have?
Like just stuff you can't describe, like.
Right. The emotions me not have, knowing me a, not knowing something is dreaming. Not evidence. Okay, I suspect that your mom got railroaded by a donkey. Okay. Do you know what 977,000 squared is?
977,000 squared.
Yeah, do you know what that is?
Wouldn't really know it off the top of my head.
Okay, like, well, I now have evidence that your mom got railroaded by a donkey. Because if you don't know something, then that proves my hyper-specific belief that I have.
Damn. The gospel said it. But I'm just asking.
Now you understand how this works. You don't have evidence of creation. When I don't know how something happened, that doesn't mean that you have evidence.
Yeah, but we have only been about a couple of thousand years, and the fact that you can, I don't know the answer, but it's better to question it because you don't know the answer either.
The spirit of scientific investigation is in essence an attempt to prove what you believe false, which is weird because a scientist thinks that their ideas are true, but the fact that they subject them to testing means that they can be proven false, and we prove things false all the time in science. So the scientific knowledge we have the best reasons we could ever have to think that they're true.
Yeah, but see exactly what your thing says there. Creation equals fiction. Can you prove that?
Yeah, I can demonstrate that all of the evidence we have is contradictory to creation. That's what it means to prove something.
You can prove it.
Literally 100% of all the scientific data we have about the age of the Earth and the universe and life on this planet is contradictory to creation. That's the proof.
How? Like, we have such little minds. How do we know that something didn't create everything?
It's called science. Try to keep up.
Yeah, and can something not create science? No, if it's that, if a god is...
You know how magic works? Go ahead and tell us.
I don't, but that doesn't mean that it's not real.
Okay, then you don't have any proof.
Exactly, and you don't have any proof either.
No, I have science, which disproves the claims of creation.
How can someone not create science? Imagine, okay, so say you're in a video
science
game.
Is not an existing thing. It doesn't get created. We didn't turn over a rock one day and be like, oh, fuck, there's the scientific method. This will make things easy. No.
Okay, if someone makes a video game towards the things in the video game have enough of a consciousness and they question, I don't know, moving from one area to the other. It's like, oh, this just happens. We'll not question it. It's science. Little do they know that there's code in behind it. Everything.
Oh, there's code in this universe? Interesting. What evidence of that do you have? And for the record, if you point to a video game having code, that doesn't prove that this universe has code, just so you know. So what evidence?
I never said that. I said the video game.
Okay, so you still don't have any evidence.
Well,
do you have any evidence of creation?
DNA, yes. There's coding in our DNA. Yes,
no, there is not.
Yes, there is.
No,
yes,
it's there is. It's literally a molecule that obeys the laws of physics. That's not a code.
It's still makeup that has made us created. Like it's a formula that we've been created from.
It's a TCA chemical that undergoes chemical transformations.
Okay, but that's literally all it does. Is so godly that could create the whole universe.
I can understand why a human would think that their DNA is super neato burrito, but that's not evidence that magic is real. I'm still waiting for any evidence that magic is real. Not knowing how DNA works is not evidence that magic is real.
I'm just saying you don't know how it was created. And
that's not evidence that magic is real. I'm still waiting. Look at me wait.
What is the magic? You literally live in a world.
God is a magical being. Everything that God could ever do is outside of nature. That is, by definition, magic.
Okay, and you just bypass that.
That was a non-answer to anything. What evidence of creation do you have?
Just the amount of stuff that we can't...
Why do you think that if somebody else doesn't know something, that's evident? Okay, remember when you didn't know what 937,000 squared was?
Wait, what did you just say?
That means that your mom got railroaded by a donkey. If you don't know, that means I have evidence.
Okay, and you could use the exact same point for you on about magic. You don't know, so therefore that's evidence.
Wait, what? My demonstration was a demonstration of your bankrupt logic. So are you repeating my analogy to say that I'm right? I knew I was right. I don't need you for that. So what evidence of creation do you have? I know that you don't have any evidence of creation, and nobody else does, because we don't know how magic works. So even if God magically did something, we wouldn't know how to tell God did it.
Obviously, I'm not going to be able to explain how we were created.
Yeah, so you don't have evidence.
No shit, I don't think anyone has evidence
of
it.
Yeah, you don't have... Okay, well, we agree.
Yeah, but at the same time, can you explain the amount of stuff like our emotions, like deja vu, that we sleep? Like, none of that can be...
That,
like,
if
our
you,
dreams, none of
if
it can be
If you don't sleep,
explained.
You fucking die.
It's not what I'm on about dreaming.
So
like,
biology would favor organisms that sleep... Because sleeping lowers your risk of dying and increases the likelihood that you will pass on your genes. That was easy. What else do you got?
I'm not on about that, buddy. You're just going on with science. Science, how can a God not create science? Like,
that's a really interesting idea that I can imagine in my head. Do you have any evidence that it's true? Because I can also imagine that Chamblay gook is the entire reason that you exist.
Can you explain any, like,
can you tell me how it is that you just happen to exist?
No.
Yeah, so therefore Chamblay gook is true.
I couldn't be arsed anymore, and have a good night.
I can't be honest anymore. What a, this is a second, a very on-brand thing for you to say again. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.